All right, Marty Lurie here. Bruce, baseball lost Don Baylor. And your thoughts about Don Baylor?
Yeah, great baseball man, a great man, a gentleman that I consider myself fortunate to get to know. We all know what he did on the baseball field, how he impacted the game with the bat, and also providing leadership for the clubs that he played for and won a world, helped the Twins win a World Series back in 87. But also, you know, managing against Don, we call him Groove, and getting a chance to know Don and his wife, Rebecca, very, very nice people. Sad day. He did a lot in the game. I don't know how many years he was in the game, probably 45, 50 years, but certainly will be remembered by all of us. And this is a day for us to think about Don and his family. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers go with all of them, and but I'll think of the great memories I had watching them, spending time with them, talking with them. You know, he's too young, you know, to go, and but you know, the one thing you remember about Don is how he crowded the plate and dared you to come inside.
Well, he had one of the best nicknames ever, Groove, and you know, because he was in a groove. He, you know, backed up Frank Robinson forever with the Orioles, and he finally got a chance. But that swing was so perfect; he was in a groove.
Yeah, it was a perfect nickname for him, and that was kind of his style, too, you know, when you got to know him, because you saw him as this intimidating, big, strong man that, I guess, turned down some football offers, including to play at Texas, to play baseball. But when you got to know him, man, just a real gentleman and a guy that, you know, cared about you or the players or the game. So he just had a great way about him.
I liked him. The other part of his stats that always jumped out at me, he got hit a lot. He crowded the plate. Hawk Harrelson always told me, said, if you don't crowd the plate, you can't hit. And this guy crowded the plate, and I think 7, 8, 9 years in a row, he led the league by getting hit.
Right. He was right on the plate. And I mean, there was no margin of error if you tried to go inside on him. That's why he got hit. Plus, he didn't move. It wasn't like when he threw one near him, it wasn't like he tried to get out of the way. He just took it. And what you respect about the man, he ran right to first base. I think one time maybe charged him out. It could be more than that. But, yeah, I think he knew that was intentional. But, you know, he knew that he would get hit in the spot that he was standing at in the box. And as soon as he got hit, he ran right to first.
The other part, I will leave Don Baylor in just a second, but he could steal bases. Come on, I think with the A's when he came over here 1 year, and that was the year with Chuck Tanner, I think they stole 300 bases. I think he stole over 50 bases, and he had like probably over 250 in his career.
Oh, tremendous athlete, a big man that could run. He had the whole game. Like I said, this guy was a tremendous athlete that could have played football too, and but he wanted to play baseball. I think he went to a junior college because that's how much he wanted to play the game of baseball. But he could run and hit with power. He could go the other way. I mean, he wasn't just a home run or nothing. He was a good hitter.
Good man. I'm glad we have a chance to talk about it, let the fans know what a good man he was, too. I enjoyed interviewing him. A soft guy. You think, you know, he looked like a gruff guy. Just the opposite. A soft guy. Very nice to talk to. Darren Dalton passed away as well, a valiant battle with brain cancer. But your thoughts about Darren Dalton?
Yeah, I didn't know Darren personally, just going, you know, playing against him or managing against him. And, you know, when you look at certain guys that impacted their team by providing leadership and helping them win a World Series, or getting to the World Series, whatever it takes. He was one of those guys. He was so well respected by his teammates, very close with John Kruk, and John always spoke very highly of Darren and in the leadership that he provided. A no-nonsense guy, tough guy that handled the staff, but also a good player, a dangerous hitter, durable, tough guy that caught pretty much every day and went way too young, too. Really a shame that baseball lost two good ones.
All right, Bruce, thanks for taking the time to remember Don Baylor and Darren Dalton. Thank you.
All right, Marty. Always good talking with you.
Okay, more coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.